Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Oh, our Heavenly Father, how we worship you this morning, oh God, how we honor you. Thixo wethu namandla onke, how we lift up our hands in adoration, how we lift up our voices in true submission and surrender unto you, our King and our Heavenly Father. Thanking you, O God, for your faithfulness this morning, O Father. Thanking you, Thixo wethu olungileyo, for your trustworthiness, Almighty God. Uthembakele somandla, watching over the way of the righteous, mighty God, because this is the path that you clear out for them, O God, and then you order our each and every step, Almighty God, and then you crown our year with goodness, my Father, and then you declare the acceptable year of the Lord, and then you redeem our lives, O Father, from destruction, and then you forgive our sins, Almighty God, you heal our diseases, my Father, and then you fill up our barns with plenty, O God, leading us down paths of righteousness for your name's sake, declaring that we are the first and not the last, Lord, declaring to us, Thixo wethu olunge kakhulu, that we are the beginning. Almighty Father, we are indeed above and never beneath. This morning we want to thank you, King of Glory. We want to honor you, Nkosi emakhosi. Uthembakele, Thixo wethu olungileyo. You open up your hand and you feed all things, O God. You cause, mighty God, even the things that were set, mighty God, to curse us, O Father. The things that were sent for our destruction, you turn each and every curse around and you transform it into a blessing, because take over to you know the plans that you have for us this morning. We want to thank you that these are the plans that you have to prosper us and never to harm us, to give us a hope and a future. This morning we want to thank you, King of Glory, ngoba thixo wethu ukulunga kwakho samandla it transcends generations. This morning, Almighty God, you do not close the door, mighty God, to generations past, mighty Father. But Lord, you look and you hear the cry, Thixo wethu, of our great grandfathers, of our grandfathers, of our mothers, mighty God. You hear our cry, Thixo wethu, of those who are still alive, Lord God Almighty, and have been waiting to trust in you, Almighty God, waiting on you, Lord God, trusting in you, Father, waiting for you to answer. This morning, we want to thank you for the rain, Thixo wethu olungileyo. Mighty God, with our ears we are hearing the sound of rain. Now that, mighty God, you have identified the blockage, Thixo wethu, on our path. Now that, my Father, you have identified and revealed to us the things, Nkosi emakhosi, that kept us bound. Now that you have delivered us, O God. Now that our path, mighty God, is set straight before you, we can hear the sound of rain. Now that you have renewed our strength and we are able, mighty God, to go out carrying seed to sow, Thixo wethu olungileyo, with tears streaming down our faces, Almighty God, knowing that when we come back, we shall be coming back carrying sheaves, Almighty God, with a song of thanksgiving in our mouth. This morning, now that, Lord God Almighty, you have declared to us, arise and shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Now that, mighty God, we have heard your voice. Now that, Lord God, you have triggered us into action. Now that you have not allowed your Holy One to see decay. Now that you are adding, mighty God, grace and strength, O God, to the instruction and to our obedience, we thank you, King of Glory, that we are able to plant the seed. We are able, mighty God, to plant the seed in the ground. And this morning we want to honor you. Ke Thixo wethu olungileyo, that Nkosi emakhosi abathembele kuwe, Thixo wethu olungileyo, with a seed as small as a mustard seed, my Father. Ngenxa yokholo samandla, we know that great is the harvest, mighty God. We bless you today, Thixo wethu, for causing, mighty God, the years, Lord God Almighty, ukuthi zingabali. You are turning back the years of time, Thixo namandla onke, because you own time, you carry time in the palm of your hand. And this morning we want to bless you, Father, for answering the prayer of the righteous man. We hear the sound of rain coming, Thixo wethu olungileyo, to come and fertilize the seed on the ground, mighty Father. This morning we want to thank you for the open window period where you are calling those, mighty God, who are faithful unto you to sow seed on the ground. to sow righteous seed, mighty God. You are declaring the season, mighty God of planting. Ah, my Father, Xeni Sesiyabonga. Now we understand, Lord, why you wanted us to cleanse, take away to the land, why you sent a purge over our land, because you are issuing and ushering a season of planting. We thank you, mighty God, that we shall plant, Lord God, with vigilance. Take away to, we shall be circumspect what we do, how we do, what we need to do, how we obey you, how we take time to listen to you, mighty God. It is not that you are not speaking, it is that we don't always make time to hear you speak to us, almighty God. And therefore this morning we want to thank you, Gebau, that you are ushering in a time of planting, in a time of planting, mighty God. Everybody needs to decide. Everyone must be sober-minded. Lord God Almighty must be sober-minded, asking from the Lord exactly what they ask, mighty God, what they need. Not being double-minded, because a double-minded man receives nothing from you. In the time of planting, mighty God, there must be purity of seed. Because you will not honor, mighty God, seed, Lord God Almighty, that has been diluted. Take away tolungileyo in the time of planting. My Father, we want to bless you this morning, mighty God, that there needs to be agreement. Take away to, in terms of the method, my Father, between those, Lord God, that you are sending to plow the land, those you are sending, mighty God, into the field, there's got to be agreement and unity. Therefore, this morning, we want to thank you that you make known your processes, mighty God. You make known your ways, Lord God Almighty, to the battalion that you are sending out to plant. There shall be no quarrel, mighty God. There shall be unity in the spirit this morning, oh God. There shall be unity of purpose, my Father. There shall be unity. That you will give them even the language, mighty God, that pleases you, Lord God Almighty. You will teach them, take over to, how to avoid the arrows of the enemy. You will teach them this morning how to identify, mighty God, the difference between pure seed and impure seed, that is made to look like pure seed. This morning you will cause them not to sleep on the job. Take on a mantle onge in the time of plowing, mighty God, the flowers, Lord God, need to be careful not to sleep on the job, because when they sleep on the job, take over to, the enemy is standing, Lord God, ready to sow seeds of unrighteousness. That you cause, mighty God, the plowmen, tick on the mantle onke, to be separated, mighty God. You keep them in the place of separation. You keep them this morning, mighty God, in the place of preservation. You cause them not to be afraid. You cause them not to be jittery, but to find rest in you, mighty God, knowing that they are preserved for such a time as this, oh God. We thank you, mighty Father. Ngegama lika Yesu Christu ekseni, we hear the sound of rain. Oh my God, this morning siya ifimvula tikowetolungileyo, coming, mighty God, to fertilize those seeds that are planted and ready, Lord God Almighty, to germinate, mighty God, in the place of the dark, to germinate in the secret place, Lord God Almighty, where nobody knows. Tikoweto, the time, or even the time, or even, mighty God, the how, only you are able to determine. Amen, Lord God Almighty, the degree of harvest this morning. We want to thank you. Take over to Lungileo, Smule Lagakulu, Mzali, Wokulunga, Exeni, Unwelu Namanga. We want to thank you that in the time of plowing, mighty God, you rebuke laziness. Take over to, you cause your people, mighty God, to be industrious. Mighty God, you cause your people to be resourceful, mighty God, and creative in how to do the work that needs to be done, knowing, Lord God Almighty, that the harvest is plenty. There is plenty opportunity, Lord God Almighty. There is plenty capacity, mighty God. There is plenty potential for harvest. In Lagi, it is the harvesters. Therefore, this morning we rebuke, mighty God. First of all, we want to present laziness before you, my Father. We are asking you, Lord God Almighty, where we have been lazy in the past. Causing the tick over to be convicted afresh. Lord God Almighty, we want to repent of laziness, mighty God. Laziness is an indication, mighty God, of not trusting you, of not respecting you, of not honoring you. Tick over to lungileyo, laziness, mighty Almighty God, is no different, Lord God, from theft, Lord God. It is corruption. Therefore, this morning we want to thank you because our flesh is crucified together with Christ. He is Christ himself is being formed in us. Therefore, this morning we want to thank you that you teach us, mighty God, a new way of doing things, a new way that is aligned, Lord God, with the kind of harvest, the amount of harvest that you've got in mind for the season of the harvest that is to come. Therefore, this morning we bless you. You are such an intentional God. To thank you for teaching us how to hear you, how to locate you, how to discern you, how to hear you, Father. And Lord God Almighty, having heard you, how to follow you, Lord God Almighty. We understand that for some, the way is still hidden, mighty God. But for some, you have opened up our eyes, you have opened up our ears. My God, we see you, Lord. We see, and we are grateful this morning, my Father. We are truly grateful, my King. You are worthy to be praised this morning, O God. You are truly worthy of our praise, our Heavenly Father. We worship you and we love you and we honor you. As we present ourselves before you, nobungcwele nobungangamhle bakho Thixo wethu sitha kekho ngafaniswa linganiswe nawe phansi kwamanzi kuwo wonke amagumba manomhlaba sithi Thixo wethu ulungile unamandla siyakubulela ke bawo namhlanje sithi thabathi indawo yakho Thixo wethu uncokole nathi ungoyiki Thixo wethu kusethemba ngelizwi lakho once again ungoyiki Thixo wethu kusethemba Thixo wethu ngesambulo sakho Nkosi amakhosi sithandaza wena ke Thixo wena osisiqalo Thixo wethu nesiphelo sento zonke wena Nkosi amakhosi ongawushiyi umsebenzi wakho ungagqitywanga Thixo wethu uyawuphelelisa apho uqale khona umsebenzi wakho ezimpilweni zethu siyakunqula Nkosi yamakhosi Thixo wethu siyayithoba imiqhele Thixo wethu siyayibeka ezinyaweni zakho namhlanje sithi sibulela Nkosi yamakhosi ukwaziwa nguwe sibulela Thixo wethu ukwaziwa nguwe sibulela ukwaziwa nguwe Nkosi yamakhosi uthandwa nguwe kuseni Thixo wethu uthandwa nguwe Nkosi yamakhosi siyakubonga ke bawo siyakubulela Thixo wethu olungeleyo ukhuselwa nguwe unakekelwa nokhathalelwa nguwe Thixo namandla onkuncokola izinto ezilungileyo ngathi Thixo wethu namandla siyabonga Papa that you taught us mighty God not to worry about what we are going to eat or drink because these are the things that pagans are concerned about. Uthe kuthi umsebenzi wethu Thixo olungileyo kukukhangela tanca ubukumkani bakho nabo bonke ubulungisa siyayazi Thixo ukuba zonke ezi zinto sizikhanukayo zawunikelwa kuthi Thixo wethu pressed down shaken together overflowing mighty God ngexesha lakho ngexesha lazo Thixo wethu you will not stop mighty God from the seed from germinating mighty God, you will not stop the harvest from multiplying, mighty God, that your word may be made true of the mandate that you have given to us to increase and to multiply. Namhlanje siyakubulela Nkosi emakhosi ungcwele Thixo wethu namandla. We bless you, mighty God, for opening up the grave. Thixo wethu retrieving those, mighty God, that have been subjected to many types of death here on earth prematurely. Thixo wethu olungileyo. We bless you for rebuking, mighty God, cutting off the hand of witchcraft over the affairs of the righteous this morning. Almighty God, Lord, we thank you, Thixo wethu olungileyo, that the door is still open, mighty God, for repentance for those, Lord God Almighty, Thixo wethu, that have insisted on their evil ways. The door is still open. Little izwi lakho namhlanje kuseni, Thixo wethu, many are the plans of the righteous man. Many are the afflictions of the righteous man, but when uThixo you deliver us from them all. So namhlanje kuseni makungabikho nomnye wethu inkosi emakhosi kulungisa inhliziyo zethu, kungabikho nomnye wethu inkosi emakhosi ufuna ucikide ilizwi lakho ali reject ilizwi lakho abenenkani. Sonke thixo wethu inhliziyo zethu zikuthambele, abanezinto abadinga uzeneka phambi kwetrone yakho, baxolise baguquke namhlanje. Siyayibiza inguquko thixo wethu olungileyo, siyayicela intethelelo kuwe mzali wethu, ukuze in this period mighty God kungabikho namnye oshiyekayo ngaphandle thixo wethu olungileyo. We are contending for the faith this morning of the righteous. We are contending, King of Glory, for the faith of the church. We are contending this morning for the faith of the fivefold mighty God in all their respective offices. We are contending for the faith of the apostle, the prophet, the teacher, the evangelist, the pastor this morning, almighty God. We are contending, Lord God Almighty, for the faith of those who have been given gifts, mighty God, in the ministry of health to help, mighty God, administer the church. We are contending for the faith of auxiliary and support ministries, mighty God, those who are called to fund the work of the church, missionaries who are sent out, Lord. We are contending this morning, Thixo namandla onke, for the faith of the church, mighty God. Makungabikho namnye oshiyeka ngaphandle. Let all who hear, mighty God, the sound of this clarion call, calling, mighty God, the plowman into duty this morning. Makungabikho namnye ongalivili ilizwi lakho, Thixo wethu olungileyo. Abalivayo bonke babaleke basemsebenzini wentsimi engcwele kaThixo ekuseni, mzali wethu. Wena uqala umsebenzi, Thixo wethu, uzuphelelise bawo. Sesibeka izibeleko, Thixo wethu, phambi kwakho. Sibeka different types, mighty God, of ground. So we are bringing the ground of the church before you. Those who are called as plowmen in the church, arise and shine this morning. Those who are called to plant a seed in the womb of a woman, arise and shine this morning. Let nothing stop you and deter you. And we bless your seed this morning in the name of Jesus. It shall cause germination and it will not fail. The way of the seed will not, oh my God, my God, this morning, the way of the seed shall not fail. Thixo lunge kakhulu. We bless you for opening up the windows of heaven. Lord God Almighty, we want to present the land, mighty God, and the field of the marketplace before you. Mighty Father, ngegama lika Yesu Christ, let those who are called to the marketplace not delay any longer, but understand the season of plowing is now open before the Lord. Help us to be able to locate the right kind of seed, the kind of seed that pleases you, my Father. We present before you, mighty God, the field of the family and the home, extended and immediate. Let those who have been called to sow, mighty God, in families, mighty God, not be lazy. Give them strength, mighty God, clear up the path ahead of them and cause them to be met with favor. Thixo namandla onke, all the plowmen in various fields this morning, let them be met with favor, my King and my Heavenly Father. How worthy you are this morning. How great thou art. Thixo wethu olunge kakhulu. Ungcwele bawo, ungcwele, ungcwele kuseni. Yehova wemikhosi, izandla sesethu, msebenzi ngowakho. Thixo olunge kakhulu, sesiyabonga ke Baba, ukulunga nobungcwele, amandla, Nkosi yamakhosi, senzela wona, Nkosi yamakhosi, siyabulela. Thixo wethu olungileyo, we want to present before you, mighty God, the field, Lord God Almighty, of our nation, the field, mighty God, yelizwe lethu. Thixo wethu olungileyo, we thank you, mighty God, that those who are called to sow seeds of righteousness in this nation, mighty God, the gates of our nation are open to them. Mighty God, the gates of cities and communities are open to them. Thixo wethu, where there is battle raised against them, we thank you that you will raise the standard against every battle of the enemy. Thixo wethu, you will thwart the plan and the scheme of the evil one, mighty God, and you will bring to naught any diabolical plan against your harvesters in our nation today. You will cause the mighty God not to give up, but to know Thixo wethu olungileyo, but that greater are you in them than he that is in the world. This morning we bless you, Father. We bless you and we honor you, my Father. Ulungile namhlanje kuseni ungcwele. Thixo wothixo nkosi yamakhosi. Fumbana ke bawo uzuko nembeko. Fumbana ke Thixo wethu izibongo zethu. Siyakubulela for empowering, mighty God, the weak with strength, mighty God, for strengthening the feeble hands and strengthening those weak knees today. Lord God Almighty, we thank you for mighty exploits, oh God. We honor you, my Father. You are our shepherd, and we shall not want this morning, Basalwane.
UYehova ngumelusi wam, andiya kuswela lutho. Uyandilalisa emakriweni aluhlaza, uyandikhaphela ngasemanzini azolileyo, uyabuyisa umphefumlo wam, uyandikhokela ezindleleni zobulungisa ngenxa yegama lakhe. Nokuba ndihamba emfuleni wesithunzi sokufa, andiya kuyika bubi, ngoba wena unam, intonga yakho, ay my God, this morning intonga yakho nomsimelelo wakho zona ziyandonwabisa. Uyandilungiselela isithebe phambi kwentshaba zam, uyithambisile ngeoyile intloko yam, indebe yami yaphuphuma. Ngenyaniso ndiya kulandelwa kukulunga nobubele yonke imihla yokudla kwam ubomi, nokuhlala kwam koba sendlwini kaYehova ngonaphakade. Bazalwane, this morning Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, my Father, you are our shepherd. We have all that we need. You let us rest in green meadows. You lead us beside peaceful streams. You renew our strength. You guide us along paths, bringing honor to your name. Even when we walk through the darkest valley, we will not be afraid, for you are close beside us. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort us. You prepare a feast for us in the presence of our enemies. You honor us by anointing our head with oil. Our cup overflows with blessing. Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue us all the days of our life, and we will live in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Bazalwane, masimngqulu uThixo, umculo uyalandela. We are alive this morning. Kwasekuseni sifuna uhlala utyile izwi likaThixo. When we are hearing him in the place of prayer, ebiza Nkosi emakhosi, ah my God, the plowman of the season, ingaba ubizo lukaThixo uyaluvana namhlanje kuseni? Ingaba nguwe nalowo mzalwane ubiziweyo, wherever you are, to be the plowman of the kingdom of God. This morning, let the Lord clarify, let the Lord speak, let the Lord convict as we worship him this morning in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.